Now I understand that being put in the friend zone absolutely sucks, and guys often think that it could never happen to them, and then it does. Often by the time a guy realizes that he has been friend zoned, he's actually been there a lot longer than he wants to admit. And it might leave you thinking, where did I go wrong? Or why did I even waste my time? So if you learn what girls do when they friend zone a guy, it can save you so much time. After all, if you spend a lot of time with a girl only to realize a few months later that she's friend zoned you, then you have missed out on so many other girls that you could have actually been dating. So today's video, I'm going to tell you what girls do when they friend zone a guy. And this will help you save time that could be spent with the ladies who actually want to be with you. Let's dive in, like and subscribe. She brings her friends with her on dates. You arrange a romantic dinner date and she turns up with her friends. At the beginning, you might trick yourself into believing that she wants you to meet them or that she's just very close to them. If this happens at all though, even on the first date, alarm bells should start ringing. This is not normal dating behavior and it shows that she either does not feel safe with you or that she's trying to turn the date into a casual hanging out session. If a girl really likes you, then she will always turn up alone to the dates and really cram in all of that romantic time with you. She doesn't dress up for you. If you notice that she turns up to the dates with no makeup on, her hair's a little bit messy, she's got tracksuits on, very dirty trainers, basically, she doesn't make any effort to dress up for you. When you dress up, she dresses down. This should be a red flag because if a girl likes a guy, she will always try to look her very best for him. It shows that she's not really trying to look attractive for you. She doesn't want to seduce you. She might be trying to turn you away because she does not want to have to communicate how she feels with you, and she's using how she dresses as a tool to do this. She rings you for a chat. This is not an easy sign to spot, but when considering it, think about all of her behavior, and if some of it matches up to the other signs, there you go. It's nice when a girl phones you or messages you. This is one of the signs that a girl is attracted to you. However, it depends what they are phoning you to talk about. If a girl phones you, asks about you, and flirts a little with you, then that's a good sign. If she phones you to chat or gossip with you though, it might mean that she has friend-zoned you. She sees you as an important part of her life, which is good, but sadly in a friendly way rather than a potential boyfriend way. She tells you about all the boys she is attracted to. This should be a major red flag. If you are both on a date and she starts talking about all the other boys that she is dating or a guy that she's attracted to, it should be clear that you have been friend-zoned. Girls will only ever do this in front of a guy when they want to make it very clear to him that they see him as a friend only. She talks about her ex. She might not realize that she's even doing this one. If she has had a recent breakup, she might talk about her ex a lot on dates with you. Obviously, this is not something that you want to hear. The truth is, she might not be over him. She might have agreed to a date with you because she believed that she was over him. So if she starts talking about him, then she probably is not really that into you and you could be the rebound. So don't be surprised if she tells you a few weeks later after that date that she's back with her ex. She will share a bed with you and spoon you. When girls first meet a guy and start dating them, they are often really shy. They avoid all touch for a while until they get to know the guy, and they certainly won't sleep in a bed with him until things get serious. And if you have not been dating for very long and she shares a bed with you and spoons you, it might be because she's friend-zoned you. Girls will hop into bed and even spoon a guy that they see as a friend. They don't see them as anyone that they need to impress, so they won't get nervous. Also, because they see you as a friend, they don't see it as something that will get intimate. This is a very common sign that every guy seems to miss. You've both made the 40-year-old pact. The 40-year-old pact is when two friends agree to marry each other if they've not married anyone else before they turn 30 or 40. It's basically a friend agreeing to marry another friend. If she was attracted to you, then she would never make this pact. She would hope that you would be the person she would marry well before she turns 40. So if she brings this up, recognize it as a red flag. She gets changed in front of you. This one is similar to the bed-sharing sign. It will take a while for a girl to be comfortable enough to change in front of a guy that she's dating. If she starts getting changed in front of you quite early on, it's because she sees you as a friend only. She comes to you after a breakup. You might not be dating her, but you have feelings for her and you hope that she feels the same about you. She has been in a relationship with another guy, so you have been leaving her alone. Her and the boyfriend broke it off and she came over straight to you. Now, it's tempting to see this as a good sign. She doesn't come to you for a date though, she comes to talk to you about her ex and the breakup. You may find she cries on your shoulder and treats you like one of her girlfriends. This shows that she sees you as a friend as opposed to someone she wants to date. It's important to remember that although she feels like this now, she might not always feel this way. So if you think you could be a good friend, why not stick around? She has a pet name for you. She doesn't call you babe or hun. She has a pet name like short stuff that she uses. This is something girls do with their friends, and unfortunately, guys, you need to see this as a friend zone sign. She tells you that you are like a brother to her, or that you are the brother she's never had. However she says it, she's telling you that you are her friend without directly saying it. It's safe to say that she never wants to date her brother. She tells you that you would be perfect for someone else. Does she spend a lot of her time trying to hook you up with another girl? It could be one of her friends or a work colleague. When you spend time together, she surprises you by inviting them along and telling you how perfect you guys would be together. She probably senses that you like her, and to avoid hurting you, she's trying to help you find someone else. She asks you for things. She asks you for things early on, things like hugging, attention, hair stroking, and to give her a back massage. Girls don't do this for someone that they like. They wait for this to happen naturally when it's supposed to. So if she is asking for these things, well, she sees you as a guy friend rather than a guy that she wants to date. And there you go, we've reached the end of the video. Let me know down in the comments below if you liked this video or if I missed something very important from today's list. I hope this video has helped you gain a deep understanding of female psychology. Until the next video, like and subscribe. And if you want your name rolling up on this board like these people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below. Take care, bye-bye.